This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Professors at Chicago State Universities walked off the job for 2 weeks last month to fight for fair salaries and workloads. Many students at the majority black public university on the city's south side supported their professors. They say they see them not just as teachers, but as mentors and counselors, too. WBEZ's Lisa Phillip brings us one student's story.
4 years ago, Chicago State senior Maya Nash wore the wrong shoes to class. She recounts the moment as she runs a nano experiment in a chemistry lab at the university.
I had on my non-slip shoes, but they always had like soup or something on them. So I was like, okay, let me go just get my Crocs and I'll come back.
Nash had just come off a shift at Panera Bread and walked into her first chemistry lab course. Her professor, Valerie Goss, pulled her aside and told her she couldn't wear Crocs for safety reasons.
I was just letting her know, like, I'm so sorry. I was just coming from my full-time job. I love chemistry. I'm here to learn. I won't do it again.
Nash and Goss are both black women, a minority in higher education, especially in the sciences. A whole body of research shows black students are more likely than their white peers to attend underfunded schools and less likely to attain a college degree. But at Chicago State, 7 out of 10 students are black, as are 4 out of 10 professors, like Goss.
So I was asking her, how do I get engaged? What does that look like for me? She's like, well, I have a lab. Would you like to see it? Are you interested? I was like, yeah, let's do it.
That invitation turned into years of research opportunities. Nash was able to quit her job at Panera and focus on school. She learned to use the atomic force microscope in Goss's lab. Nash calls it her precious baby. Today, she's using it to analyze DNA.
What will happen if I put this compound on it? Will it react negatively? Would it react positively? What happens? It's just the curious mind. And I have a curious mind, so I let it go. I just let it go in chemistry, and I love that.
After she graduates this month, Nash will head to the University of Chicago to pursue a doctorate in chemistry.
I would never have imagined myself in this position now because my past, my upbringing, and the things that I went through was very, very traumatic.
Nash spent time in the foster care system before being adopted. She says she bounced from home to home and her learning was delayed.
But I did it. I came out. I wasn't always the top of my class, especially in high school. That's when I like slacked off a bit. But then I got here and I was like, shoot to the moon.
Nash liked the small class sizes at Chicago State and most importantly, the faculty. She describes them as the aunties and uncles she never had.
It's like if you do bad, your auntie's watching you or your uncle's watching you. Or they're like, I know you know that question. And I'm just like, you're right, I do know it. I don't know why I got this wrong. You're right. Let me study a little bit more. So it's like these people have high expectations for you and they know you can do it.
They reminded Nash of that during her darkest hour when her father died. It was the night before finals week, her sophomore year.
They don't sign up to be that, but these people were my counselors, my backbone, my advisors, my mentor. You know, I would go to them about any personal matter. They got me through it.
That's what made the strike last month so hard for Nash. It wasn't just that her classes were disrupted.
I had these conversations with my professors. They want to be in the classroom. They want to teach me. But unfortunately, they can't because they're not getting paid enough to do so. Just knowing that this is something they rightfully deserve was painful for me.
Nash says she and other students of color deserve to have professors who are paid just as much, if not more, than professors at predominantly white institutions.
If I didn't see Dr. Goss in my classes, I would not have the hope that I have today. You would not see me getting a PhD in chemistry. You would not. I would cut it off at a bachelor's. I probably would even cut it off at sophomore year.
Chicago State faculty say they will have more time for research and helping students under their new contract. Nash hopes they get everything they need and deserve. She credits her professors with where she is today.
They were like, you can do it. And I'm like, well, you see something that I didn't see at the time, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, and I have.
Lisa Phillip, WBEZ News.